Well, first of all, let me thank you, people from RTE, for giving me this opportunity to voice an opinion that I think is not only my own, but represents, to some extent, a fair amount of the population from my country, from Colombia. This is a protest against the FARC, the Armed Revolutionary Forces of Colombia. And the reason for this is not their ideal, it's not their cause, but their procedures. The FARC have to be inscribed in the process, in the long process of looking for justice, especially social justice in Colombia. And to the extent that justice is still missing in many parts of Colombia, insofar as so many people are deprived from the most basic human rights, there is a justification for fighting against the establishment and for trying to do some concrete actions. But you cannot use whatever means to achieve your ends. And in this case, we regard as completely unfair, we regard as unacceptable that the FARC are using, kidnapping, recruiting children, and also drug trafficking. This is public voice. This has been well known in Colombia, and we, the people of Colombia, are saying in a very clear and loud voice that we don't endorse such procedures. We are not in favor of that. We cannot back a movement that uses kidnapping, that disappears people, and that is sending narcotics, is doing drug trafficking in such a huge scale. This doesn't mean that the FARC are the only problem of my country. Arguably, they are a failed response to a series of problems. You can also say that the paramilitary groups and the unequal, unfair distribution of wealth is a more basic problem and struggle in Colombia. You can say that. But it is the FARC that have made violence against civilian population a means for achieving their ends. And more, we Colombians have seen how the FARC are working for their own benefit. It is not every member in the FARC, but especially the people at the top, that lead lives of luxury. They are enjoying the goods and the benefits and the money that is obtained through kidnapping, through drug trafficking, and common violence. If this is the case, we have to stand up. We have to join forces, and we have to say, as one, we reject that. They are not doing that on our behalf. We are not represented by such sort of people, by such sort of group. They are acting on their own and for their own benefit, and they are harming in such a way the social tissue, if you like, that it is common folk on the street that is protesting, not only in Dublin, but in many other places. According to some sources, it could be more than 120 cities around the world where Colombians and friends of Colombia are protesting against these practices. So, this is a time for joining forces, as I said. This is a time for uniting in the common interest of the common good. I hope that this message can be heard and can be well received by the same people that were protesting, and also the many friends that Colombia has around the globe. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I repeat, my name is Nelson Medina. I am a priest from Colombia, and well, I'm studying here in Dublin. It's been a welcoming country for me, and I really appreciate that I can voice my opinion in this way. Thank you, and God bless.